Hi, ladies. This is Leah Deitch recording from Eretz Yisrael. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm excited to have this opportunity to share a thought with you. And I hope Hashem should give me siyata d'shmaya, that the thought will hit home and it will give chizuk to those who need. Okay, one of the things that we learn about in the second of the two parshios that we lean this week in Parshas Maaseh, the last parsha in Sefer Bamidbar, is the mitzvah of Ari Miklat, the mitzvah to set aside cities of refuge for a murderer to run to in order that he should be safe from the relatives of the murdered man who want to kill him. So just to recap a few of the details of the mitzvah. When a man, you know, no matter what the situation, if a man murders somebody else, he runs to the Ir Miklat. Along the road, B'nai Yisrael need to have along the road signs that say Miklat Miklat on them, directing the man to the cities of refuge. And once he gets there, he's brought to Beis Din, and Beis Din determines, you know, what the circumstances surrounding the murder were. And if the man is found to be an intentional murderer, the Ir Miklat do not protect him, and he is brought to justice. But if it was an accidental murder, maybe he could have been a little bit more careful, but he definitely did not intend to kill another person, then as long as he stays in the Ir Miklat, he is protected from the relatives of the person who he killed. Okay, that's the, you know, those are the basics of the mitzvah. Some of the basics of the mitzvah. Okay, I read a little while ago a story in an Nachman Seltzer book. I'm going to make up the details, except for the name of the Chavetz Chaim, but the story itself is a true story. And it's about a Rosh Yeshiva in Europe who was going around collecting for his yeshiva. He was going from city to city, and it was taking him a long time. He would go after davening, he would bang on the bima, he would make his appeal, and people would give him a little bit of money, a little bit here, a little bit there, and it was taking him a very, very long time to reach his goal. And in one particular city that he went to, he got up at the bima, he made his appeal, and some people opened their wallets, some people didn't, wasn't particularly successful, and right after he made his appeal, somebody else got up, a secular man who was collecting for a less than praiseworthy cause, got up to make an appeal for the cause that he was raising for. And people flocked to him and gave him generously. And in that one appeal that the secular man made, he made more money than the Rosh Yeshiva had made so far on his entire trip. And the Rosh Yeshiva was very, very, very disheartened. And he went to the Chavetz Chaim for chizuk. And he poured out his heart to the Chavetz Chaim. And he said, I'm collecting l'shem shamayim. This other man's cause is not a praiseworthy cause. Why is Hashem helping him? And why is Hashem making it so hard for me? And the Chavetz Chaim told the following to the man. He said, you know, by the mitzvah of Ir Miklat, we have a mitzvah to put up signs along the way to help the murderer get to his destination so that he shouldn't get lost along the way. He should be able to get there as soon as possible. Why, said the Chavetz Chaim, if we have the mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash to be Olah L'Regel 3 times a year, why don't we also have a mitzvah to put up signs along the way to help B'nai Yisrael get to the Beis HaMikdash? Why do we have signs for the murderer, but we don't have signs for all these people going up to do a mitzvah? Said the Chavetz Chaim, here's why. The murderer, we don't want him interacting with other people. We don't want him having to stop to ask directions. We don't want him to influence the people who he passes. We want him to get from point A to point B without having to interact with any people along the way. The people who are doing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, going up to the Beis HaMikdash, let them have to talk to other people. Let them have to stop and give direction and ask for directions so that there'll be a positive influence on the people around them because they're involved in a mitzvah. Said the Chavetz Chaim, that other man, he's collecting for a not, you know, his cause is not a praiseworthy cause. He's not a good person. Hashem doesn't want him having to interact with other people. So Hashem said, okay, we're going to make him successful. He's going to get all the money that he needs so that he can go home. You, there are so many people that you can touch along the way. Everybody who comes in contact with you will be better off because of it. And so Hashem's not giving you an easy time of it because there's so much for you to accomplish along this trip. And the longer that the trip takes, the more that you'll accomplish. So I thought that this could be a chizuk to all of us. Some of us, we all have our different journeys, and sometimes we feel like the journey is taking so long. You know, particularly if somebody is waiting to get married, and maybe it's, you know, the whole process is taking them longer than they thought. If somebody is stuck in a certain place for longer than they thought, and you know, you're wondering like, Hashem, why aren't you making this easier for me? And maybe we can shift our perspectives and say, wait, there's something that Hashem thinks, believes that I can accomplish along this journey. He isn't bringing me to my destination yet, because right now where I am, there are people that I can touch. Right now where I am, there's so much good that I can accomplish. And the reason that this journey is taking me a long time is not just because it's not time for me to reach my destination, but it's also because the journey itself is valuable and there's so much for me to accomplish. There's so much good for me to do. And just like that Rosh Yeshiva who along the way, Hashem gave him, didn't make it so easy for him because he wanted to him to touch people along the way. So we can look around and say, okay, Hashem believes in me. Hashem believes that there is so much good that I can accomplish at this stage of my life. Let's look around and see who are the people we could be mechazik. What kind of chesed can we be involved in? What kind of, avodah can we do on ourselves so that we will enrich the people around us and enrich ourselves along this journey. Have a wonderful Shabbos.